Wait, so you do activity number one, and then you do activity number two, you pig?
Did you just say you pig? Is that how you finish that sentence?
I'm gonna call the show. It's the 7-year anniversary, you pig.
Show me how a little piggy eats.
Oh, don't ever do that.
Oh, that's one of my favorite scenes.
Eat this.
Yeah! Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hours.
Good for you.
For real, for fun, for everyone, you're listening to Outlaw Orlando, the homo happy hour, the most unique radio show of its kind, heard every Tuesday on 91.5 FM, streaming online and archived on our website, gayradioshow.com, and with the free TuneIn radio app, and also live streaming on Facebook. You got to be my friend to do that. I'm not quite ready to make the live stream totally public, like no holds barred, so you got to be my friend to do that. That's facebook.com/OutLoudOrlandoRadio. And I'm your host, DJ Justice. This is episode number 377. Cast and crew here today. We have Bobby. How you doing, man?
Hi.
All right, just be aware that mic is totally blocking your face, and I love your facial expression, so you might need to maybe pull it to the side.
I'm gay.
Just pull it to the side.
I'm really gay.
Bobby, just pull it and take it to the side. Like, can you, like, no, the other side. No, pull it to the other side.
Oh.
No, Bobby, Alex, help him adjust it.
What? He has two hands, does he not?
Alex is here. How you doing, man?
I think that's more entertaining.
They've been fighting this morning. Anyway, how you doing, Alex?
I mean, I lost 10 minutes of my life just now, but everything's gonna be better.
Shut up, dude.
And queen.
Lady Barry Matthews is here. How you doing, Lady Barry?
I'm good. How are you?
Yo, you can say.
Oh,
what
I
you
get like 5 seconds of screen time. These two.
It's about tradition, all right? The narcissistic, self-indulgent.
Tradition. That's a very old tradition. I'm glad you're sticking to it.
How do you know you're an army bat from Lakeland? You say it's tradition.
It's important to me.
Seriously, what are
your
references today?
Make America great again.
This is episode number 377, and as it was, you know, mentioned several times already, if you're watching the live stream, it's the 7-year anniversary of the show. That makes me. How old were you 7 years ago, Alex?
7 years ago.
How old were you 7 years ago when I started doing radio? For real, for fun, for everyone since 2009. Follow us on Twitter.
I have Twitter.
That's Twitter at Gay Radio Show. You can hit us up during the show. And how old were you 7 years ago?
I was a freshman. I was about to be a freshman. I was a freshman in high school. No. I was about to be a freshman in high school.
Uh-huh.
So I was on the cusp of 14.
So like 14, 15.
Yeah.
give the show a call, 407-646, then a 2, then a 9, then a 1, then a 5, and you can give us a call and stay in touch during the show. If you have any memories of Outloud Orlando, the homo happy hour. I mean, I used to make a really big deal out of the anniversary show.
He was in 8th grade.
He was in 8th grade.
It's the middle of the school year right now.
No, right. School year's about to end right now.
Yeah, the school
year. Right. So you were in 8th grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was 14.
Not about to be a freshman in high school, girl.
Yeah.
In 3 months, I would have been a freshman in high school.
He would have just been finishing.
You were in 8th grade.
He would have just been finishing 8th grade and about to be a freshman in high school.
Are you like,
can I just say,
what?
This has been the best thing watching for the past 30 minutes.
I don't know what's going on with the two of them. Scoot, you actually need to get closer. So I need to get
Please make them get closer together.
Get a
together.
Little closer. Because right now it's just got half of your face and half of
the
your
face. The violence
is
going to be amazing today.
Okay, hold on. Is this like on air or off air stuff? Like, is there
what?
Do you guys just
what?
Not get each other, or is this playful, or is there a problem?
I'm just in an extra sassy mood today.
There's like a huge gap between you two.
It's not an extra sassy mood. You walked in here and turned on the music so that we couldn't talk to each other, and then we're like, "Well, I'm not gonna turn it down because why were you guys talking?" Like, it was super rude, and no offense, but no one's cute enough to be that rude.
Wait, what do you mean? I turned on the music, I turned down the music, and then you stopped talking. There was nothing but silence. So, like, I don't get it.
Because you walked in and you're like, I'm in a mood today. I'm not gonna.
I'm just pinging the camera back and forth like I'm watching a tennis match.
And then Justice walks in and you're like, oh, everything's fine. I'm having a super good day. But, like, right beforehand, it was just bad mood Betty. Girl.
Oh, God. I always have to be in a good mood for Bobby or else he's gonna be in a bad mood.
I'm not in a bad mood. I'm just saying you were rude. That's all.
Well, I mean, he usually plays music before he comes in the show, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay when he plays his music.
Right,
he,
it's like she shows up early for like one show, and all of a sudden she's like,
but you're allowed to do that. Literally, like, we both asked you to turn the music down, and you're like, I don't know why. It's not like the conversation was that stimulating to begin with. Like, I walked in the room and no one was saying anything.
I wonder you're making me sound like Snagglepuss.
Okay. That's cute. We good.
Okay, so anyway, so give us a call, 407-646-2915. And,
board, you know, certified therapists are welcome.
Right? Guy, there's nothing. Listen, life is too serious to be taken seriously. Everything is good. Everything
I'm
is
smiling.
Awesome. Okay, you're not on a microphone, though. Do you not?
I'm smiling.
Okay.
Better?
Thank you, Bobby.
Is that good now?
Very nice. Good job.
Awesome.
Yeah. Don't wake that bear.
Mm-hmm. First thing I learned this week, Mother's Day was this weekend. I went home on Saturday to surprise Mama Justice, and I went home to go see my folks in Lakeland, which was good. It was funny. I go home for Mother's Day, and the first thing my mom says, oh, my God, I'm so excited you're coming. Bring all your laundry so I can do it. I was like, is that okay? Thanks.
That's awesome.
My mom is the opposite. She's like, bring detergent. We need you to do laundry. She's the worst housemaker ever.
Yeah, and then I'm going to be flying out to Seattle in July to go see my older brother up in Seattle, and then Bellingham, Washington. I'm going to stay with Robbie Turner, hang out there, and have a good time and see
those twins.
The great
Those twins are adorable.
Well, no, they're in Huntsville, Alabama.
This is another brother.
This is the older brother.
Okay.
This is the one that wasn't talked about for a long time because we were feuding.
Oh.
So we hadn't spoken in 3 years, even at my little brother's wedding. We had not talked at the wedding. Like it was not a good situation. Mm-hmm. And then it took nephews being born and the day after being diagnosed with cancer. Oh, by the way, thank you very much for all the kind words and likes. I made one little Facebook post yesterday. I'm 1 year completely healthy, cancer free. Had some positive scans. My oncologist is funny. He comes in after I give the blood and he goes, "Well, my friend, you've got the champagne of blood."
What?
He's like, have you ever heard that term? You know the champagne of beers? I was like, Miller High. He's like, yeah, you've got the champagne of blood. He's going like,
oh, God.
So do I have cancer again? Or no, you're fine. Your levels are great. You're perfect. You're
He's
healthy.
Pretty much saying you're an alcoholic.
Right?
I trusted.
There was no blood, just champagne.
I trusted that slogan, and I brought Miller High Life to a party, and it was a gay party.
They were like, this is like Prosecco. I don't even want this.
Filled with judgmental gay people. And I literally was like, oh, where do I put the beer? And they're like, why do you have that?
In the garbage.
You put it back in your trunk.
Back on the shelf.
And I was like, it's the champagne of beer. Is it like really good?
I hope you brought your receipt.
And they were like, we're not serving that.
Right.
Okay. That's when I stopped drinking Miller High
Life. It's like when you show up to a house party and they take you like, oh, well, isn't this nice? And like they put it underneath the table.
It's that liquor that stays in somebody's cabinet for like 6 months. And they're like, why do I have, do you want to take this with you?
It's like sour melon ball liqueur mint.
It's that kind of liquor that you don't want to keep. And you're like, you can take that with you. We didn't use that.
Bobby, as a bartender, are there ever any drinks that, you know, you're just like, you're drinking that, really? Like, anything that you don't
Amaretto
like
Sour, making? Sex on the Beach, Long Island.
Drink Long Island, like, when I'm at such places.
Yeah, and you're new. Amaretto Sour, Fuzzy Navel, that's also terrible.
Yeah. Like, it tastes bad, or it's an inconvenience to make, you're saying? Or it's just like a crap drink.
Oh, you want to talk about inconvenience? I'm just talking about people who don't know what drinks they're ordering. Oh, like, okay. And they're clearly morons. Like,
I will offer this public...
It's like, I'm going to spend $10 on a drink that is not going to even get me close to wasted. Yeah. Could I have a double amaretto sour? Girl, go home.
But not everyone's goal is to get wasted. I will say that. Like, everyone's goal is not to get schnockered. Like, but I will say...
Why waste the money?
I will say... No, not everyone's goal is to become inebriated, to be on control. I don't like that. I don't like going past that level. I don't personally, for me, it's not a level that I like to be at. But when I do go to the bar and I do see Bobby, I will just kind of like let him know my general mood and go, hey, make me something with this liquor, and then I just kind of shut up. Or he knows that I like sweet and strong, and that'll kind of be my only drink for the night. Mm-hmm. And a Bobby, a Parliament House drink in general, I remember you talked before about the difference between like an American double and a European double. Like that's why you see so many Europeans effed up at the Parliament House, because they'll get like an American double, and that's like three times as strong as any drink they get in like, you know, the EU. So
oh my goodness, that's why we're fat in this country.
No, I'd have to respectfully disagree, because those Europeans get to legally drink absinthe, and I don't know if you've had some absinthe, but Hunty, oh my gosh, first of all, it'll make like your pupils dilate, and it'll make you feel like you're like
so
walking.
So is cocaine.
They sell it at Savoy.
That's like U.S. legal like absinthe though. Like
the wormwood is not an actual hallucinogen.
When I went to be a wedding and Zach, when I went to go be the best man in the wedding what was his name? James, the quiet freaky deaky intern, when he got married up in Northern California last spring.
Ah!
We all went out that night drinking before the wedding, and I got to do an absinthe shot where it was like, light it on fire, put it in a goblet, take this straw, suck in the vapor, hold it in, take the shot, drink the absinthe, exhale the vapor. So you've gotten like high and drunk off of like the same shot of like absinthe fumes that have been burning. And then all this like you literally felt just like this red glaze just like melt down over your whole like face and body. And that was like how the night started. I got lost in Monterey, California. That was such a slutty weekend.
So they glazed you over.
That was such a slutty weekend.
How is that different from your other weekends?
You know what? I don't know. I'm working on it.
Yeah?
It's different how it always...
Yeah.
No, this always seems like an intervention on his drinking every week.
No, it's not on drinking. The intervention this time is that I learned how to be like a nice guy and not just look for sex. And somehow when you're a nice guy and people want to get close to you, then the sex happens anyway. So it's like, well, wait a minute. I thought I was being like a nice guy now and wasn't trying to like just to get laid. So why is this happening now that it's happening more than... Uh-oh, it's 420.
You have to stop, because I was told by someone who watches the Facebook feed that I roll my eyes at you too much.
Yeah.
And if you keep just saying stuff like that...
Does anyone have something to drink? Hey, guys, it's 420.
Is my microphone on?
Your microphone's on. I was going to say jiggle your cord, just because it keeps kind of like cutting in and out. Hey, guys, it's 420.
Jiggle that cord.
Here on Out Loud Orlando...
Yeah. God, that is working. A giant pill.
Here at 420 at Out Loud Orlando, we take our Truvada at 4 o'clock. Talk to your medical health care provider. Find out if Truvada and PrEP, post-exposure prophylactics, is a good option for you. It's important to protect yourself. Take your pills.
You jiggling that cord.
My God, you need a knife and fork just to take that pill.
Yeah, it's a,
did
a big
one. Did you turn me off? Am I on?
I turned you on while you were jiggling it. Get it situated and I'll turn it on.
I am
like
on.
No.
Stop moving the microphone, then I'll turn it on because it's banging around.
Do I have to speak louder so I get
pull
picked up by other mics?
No, get the mic exactly where you want it, then I'll turn it on your microphone. Okay? Hold on.
There you go.
Look at it. There I am.
So I was talking about Mother's Day. Did you do anything special for Mother's Day, Lady Barry?
I sent my mother a text. She said, thank you, love you.
Yeah, Bobby. I was with Bobby for Mother's Day. But we went to...
I saw the pictures.
We went to the VIP preview for the restaurant Ash, because we got to interview Ashley Nicol last week from Hell's Kitchen, and her new restaurant has opened up on Mills Avenue, and it's associated with, you know, her dad's who own Funky Monkey Wine Company and everything else. So it was a great time, but I think Bobby's going to talk about... I went with Bobby as my guest and his mother...
Most amazing woman ever.
Who I got to meet for the first time. She seems pretty special. She seems pretty nice.
Liberty Bell.
I didn't mean that in any kind of bad way.
It's just an odd adjective.
Very distinguished.
She seems pretty special. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like she's special.
She's pretty special.
Alex,
like,
my mom's awesome.
No, your mom was very cool. How was your Mother's Day, Alex?
I worked, so that was that. Like, I lost the entire day working. It was phenomenal. But honestly, no, like, I've worked 2 weeks straight almost, and, like, it's kind of rewarding to be able to unwind this weekend. Plus, Mother's Day has always been, like, right by my birthday.
Yeah.
So I think it just cancels each other out. Like,
yeah, and you're turning 21 this week.
Indeed I am.
Yeah, and then when I was trying to talk to you about your plans for this weekend, I did the obligatory, hey, you know, come back in one piece, be safe. And you started chastising me, saying I was sounding like your mother. I'm just trying to be like a concerned friend. You don't want to be like one of those kids that just goes crazy, go nuts 21, and they're like, you know.
And I'm just saying, I don't really think there's a need for concern.
You say that, but you weigh 100 pounds, dude.
Okay, but again,
soaking wet and with a cinder block tied to him.
Yeah, and he's like It's okay, ridiculous.
But I like, I just don't misunder my, like, even people who are 100 pounds, like, build up tolerance. I've been to Miami plenty of times on a weekend. I've been
That's because of cocaine.
I've been, oh, yeah, I mean.
That's not a tolerance. That's sponsored. That's today. Mixing drugs.
I feel like it's just because of his cavalier attitude, which is why I'm a little bit worried. He's just like, no, there's nothing to worry about, so I'm not going to exercise caution.
I mean, I'm
at
also going to be, like, in really good company. It's not like I'm just going to be roaming around by myself. My friends take really good care of me. They make sure, we always make sure we're in check. Like, mm-hmm. like I said, if I can go out of the country for a weekend with my best friend in a country where it's legal to drink, then I'm sure I can survive on my 20. Like,
okay.
When I turned 18, my dad gave me that whole 21 go crazy because he took me to Puerto Rico. So he basically ensured that I got blackout drunk. So it would sort of be like that transformative.
Allegedly.
Like,
that's how it's done.
Like that transformative, oh, I never want to drink again kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I've already had that sort of, I don't know.
And growth. Can I just say, you're like talking to a brick wall when you try to tell a 21-year-old how to live their life, regardless. Like, and
you won't tell me how to live my life.
Like, honestly, like you tell a 21-year-old, don't do that cocaine. They're like, how much can I buy right now? Like, honestly, you were.
I have a bank account.
The line, you just crossed it and snorted it. Just
apparently.
Anyway, and then Bobby, when I called you earlier to ask, I called to ask you a quick question, and Bobby picks up, why are you calling me?
Like, no. Wait, I made you wait like 15 seconds because I was having a very nice conversation with a lady at 7-Eleven.
That's okay. I wasn't trying to interrupt you. I just was saying, hey, would you mind talking today about such and such? And
yeah, it just amused me to answer the phone and leave it on the counter as I finished my transaction.
Oh, okay. I was like, not okay. If there are rules now to like before, if there's like before show etiquette that I'm not aware of, then just write me a memo and we'll exercise caution.
No. Write me a memo.
Yeah, and then
our inner office memo.
I'd like to bring attention to the pre-show etiquette, where DJ just harasses everyone before coming on the show to make sure they're all coming in on time.
He pretty much tells me exactly what to say. He sends me like, because we both have Android phones, right. It doesn't send it as one huge message.
No.
It sends it like 15 messages.
12 out of 15.
He's like, don't say this, say this, say this, say this, say this, say this, be funny. All right.
It's like, I do not tell you what to say. I just said, would you mind talking about this today? So what did I send you today? I said, it's the 7-year anniversary of the show, and the thought popped into my head.
He used me as Google today.
No, that's because I thought it'd be more fun to have you talk about, you know, when you get married, like, what's the 5-year anniversary? Like, the mother of pearl, or on the 10-year anniversary is gold, or
no.
The 7...
Can we change the name of my segment 50, to Googling with Lady
50
Barry?
50 is gold.
50 is gold.
25 is silver.
25 is silver.
Right, well, I got all those. The first I got all paper, of them.
Oh, so God. Can you imagine if I'm doing this show when I'm 60 years old? Please kill me. When I turn 55, it's going to be a shotgun in the mouth, because I don't want to get old.
I mean, if you make it that far.
If I make it that far.
My goodness. Everything's trying to take you out, but you keep beating it.
I'm trying to figure out which image I find more disturbing. You with a shotgun in your mouth, or you at 60 talking about Grindr and prep?
I'm telling you, things are going to sag real low on you.
I'm pretty sure that I will be in a healthy, adjusted relationship, well-adjusted relationship, and maybe have like a child or two. Or no, you want to know what happened on Mother's Day? On the way to church on Sunday, I was with Mom in the car. And this is the first time my mother has kind of even like alluded to or hinted at how the fact that out of the three boys, I am the closest that is living, you know, still in Florida. One's in Alabama, one's in Washington State. And this was the first time my mother kind of alluded to the fact of, well, you know, we don't know. Maybe we'll come live in Orlando one day. Like, my mom kind of making it sound like, instead of a nursing home, like, am I going to be taking care of them? And I'm kind of going like, okay, well,
you're the gay one. Of course you're going
to
be.
Is there like
care
a marked increase in my inheritance to here? Like, you know, what cut of like the business profits do I get? Like, I don't know. Like, I'd be willing to do it. It was just weird because it was the first time it had been brought up, and I just kind of never really. It was weird to have the conversation even broached because it acknowledges that my mom's been thinking about it, and she's only like in her 60s, mid 60s. So to have my mom already thinking about what the future next 20 years might be if she gets too old, it kind of like, I mean, so I kind of just nodded and smiled and was like, yes, I love you. It's Mother's Day. I'll say whatever.
It is definitely well known that the kid who takes care of the parents and their what is it called? Their twilight years are the ones who get all the money.
Didn't you see Mommy Dearest?
That's a movie. We're talking about real life.
I mean, but it's a movie inspired by true events.
And then my mom...
The twins took care of her.
Children that she actually liked.
Christina left at a very young age and never came back.
And then my mother secretly my mother secretly loves like sneaking me money. So like she waits till my dad like turns around the kitchen. She goes, "Here, this is for a deck of cash." Like she sticks like a $20 bill down
down your G-string.
Can you start doing that?
What?
Can you start doing that?
Doing what?
Sticking 20s in my G-string every time I leave?
I got to get them out of somebody else's first.
Call somebody. I know you have your little black book somewhere.
Don't take money from
strippers. Go find the go-go dancer that Lady Barry likes the least and go take a 20 out of her
All
G-string.
Of them.
Let's finish with the three things I learned this week.
Because the first one was that this week was Mother's Day.
1, 2, 7. So what's a 1 year anniversary? Because the show is seven years old.
All right,
since 2009. I started the show 7 years ago.
All right, so traditionally it's paper, but the more modern is clocks. You give
that
clocks.
That is my ear.
I just beer effed your ear. burp effed your ear.
Wonderful. Attention span of a squirrel.
Go on.
Do you want to know what year two is?
Yes, what did I get for my year two anniversary?
You got cotton.
Wait, other than a cancellation.
What was the modern thing for paper?
Paper clocks. The modern anniversary gift.
That's weird.
For one. The modern anniversary gift for two is China.
You get a country. Like black China?
She's dead.
You get a country. Three is leather. I bet you enjoyed
Bobby,
that
don't
one.
Look at me like that. I do not...
Lick my boots.
I don't own anything leather. I have a leather C-ring, but it's
don't
the,
you have a strap, like a,
the leather,
a harness?
No, I tried that on in the store. Okay. My thing is I would like to have one, but I made a rule a long time ago that I would never buy myself one. I would only buy it if someone else bought it for me. Because I have a thing where I don't like things I buy for mm-hmm. myself, but if I steal them or take them or am gifted them from somebody else, I automatically like them more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why like I have a really interesting collection of shoes or like clothes that
Can
I've
I ask
kicked
you
under my bed. From
I've done this before. Have you ever taken something from somebody you've hooked up with?
Absolutely.
You're like,
yeah.
Oh, that looks... I took.
Absolutely.
I've taken things from people.
Well, you,
don't hook up with me.
Allegedly, I hear the best time to do that is if you have your trade come over and you're hanging out, let them go hop in the shower first and be like, oh, excuse me for a second while I go get some clean towels for you. And then while like they're in the shower, you can like go through their wallet or like kick their stuff
well,
that you
still
like.
Why monetary things?
Kick stuff that you like under your bed and then be like, you gotta go. My dad's coming over. You gotta leave. Like rush them out. That's, I'll give it to you later. And then you have a collection of stuff.
You steal things from trade, and yet...
No, I mean, like, allegedly
no,
someone I know...
Let him finish.
No.
Let him finish.
And yet, what, 6 years ago? Is that when I was on the show? 6 years ago, you told us a story about how, like, you invited trade over and made him clap
no,
the
true.
Entire time...
That's true.
...so that you
that's
knew what
true.
He was doing with his hands,
right. Let me,
and he wasn't stealing
let
from
Let me give you.
You
the context.
But you do it.
Let me give you the
right.
context.
We always like to prevent things we would do ourselves.
Here's what you do. If you're ever worried about somebody going through your stuff... when you have a questionable character at your house.
He took a shower and had the kids
no.
sit there and clap.
You say to the person, you say, clap your hands. Because as long as they're clapping their hands are busy clapping. And as long as you can hear their hands clapping, their hands aren't like going through your crap and stealing your identity and jacking your
Truvada. What if
they're
really good with their feet? Uh-huh.
Stop clapping.
Your
what,
logic
What if they're
blown.
Really good with their ass cheeks?
Like. Yeah. What if they're making their butt clap and you're just like, you're just in the shower.
But
like,
no,
oh,
I do
clapping.
That too. Like, I'm...
They've cleaned you out. They've taken
okay,
your TV.
It's all parody. It's a joke. It's radio. It's theater of the mind. It may have happened like once or twice
oh,
years
no.
ago.
No,
it may have happened once or twice. Because what I realized is I'm a very efficient person. I realized what am I gonna do with a bunch of underwear that's like size 29-30? Like it doesn't fit me. And at some
okay.
point, it's gross to hold on.
Can
to
Can I just
stuff.
Say the one thing that I took? Okay, this I hooked up with this guy. He was around the same size as me, and he had a jockstrap. Do you know how hard it is to find a jockstrap that fits somebody of my size? And I was like, and I crumpled it up, threw it under my bed.
We could just take a garbage
bag
with an elastic.
He completely forgot it. You know what? Why you gotta go there?
Just like,
why you gotta go there?
Wait, so he left Commando?
Yeah, he left Commando. And I'm like, is he not gonna realize? All right, bye. And I was like, I put it through the wash. It was cotton, so I could wash it. And I was like, yeah, it looks good on me. Thanks.
The clapping thing started, Bobby, because someone stole two of my pillowcases.
Pillowcases?
Sham? Really? Like, they took two shams? Like,
they took two of my pillowcases.
Wow, that's the gayest
pillows.
Thing I've ever heard.
Like, I didn't...
My shams! My Egyptian cotton shams! They were 100 thread count!
That's not
That's
good.
Not even good.
No, that's
like Walmart quality.
Not even. They sell 250 thread count at Walmart. Like, girl, you
That's like Salvation Army.
Yeah, you went to Salvation Army and you're like, give me the cheapest one you have. Oh, I have 50
with the
cents.
Most stains on it.
And I need 2 shams.
Okay, well, you know what? What's funny, the second thing that I learned this week is we've talked about North Carolina and we've talked about Governor Pat McCrory and the non-discrimination ban for, you know, bathrooms and transgender individuals in North Carolina, how that's resulted in a lot of economic downfall, a lot of, you know, musicians and entertainers canceling their performances there. Well, the Attorney General Loretta Lynch, she's gotten involved. She's from, actually, North Carolina, and she invoked defining civil rights struggles for the last century and made clear that the federal government sees its dispute with North Carolina as being more than just bathrooms and showers, and saying, quote, instead of turning away from our neighbors, friends, and colleagues, let us instead learn from our history and avoid repeating the mistakes of the past. Let us reflect on the obvious but neglected lesson that state-sanctioned discrimination never looks good and never works in hindsight. Governor Pat McCrory has come back saying the federal government's being a bully.
I actually saw that speech that she gave, and I thought it was very inspiring.
I didn't listen to a word you just said. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
but she really did stand up as, like, you know, somewhat as an ally to the LGBT community, because
this is
Loretta Lynch.
She's the Attorney General.
She is the Attorney General, and she's like, you know,
she's from North Carolina. She's the first African American Attorney General, and she went on to talk about, you know, comparing this to the Jim Crow laws of separate,
right.
You can only drink from the colored water fountain, saying, you know, yeah, you think this is a good idea in hindsight, this is not what this country's about. And she made an affirmative outreach in her comments to say, you know, I didn't hear the speech, but I've heard people talking about it, more or less, that she said to transgender individuals, we hear you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was like...
But see, the thing is like, I saw this video of a lesbian. She was in a bathroom, and a woman complained that there was a man in the bathroom. And she's like, I'm a woman. She didn't have her ID on her. And the cops came into the bathroom. A male cop came into the women's restroom and escorted her out of the bathroom. So, like, you're getting into dangerous ground there. How are you supposed to prove that someone, like, if I go into a men's restroom and I'm in drag, you cannot prove that I am, I mean, you can pretty much tell that I'm a man.
Yeah.
But, like, there's some drag queens out there that look a lot like women.
If Bobby was a woman, he'd have the sweetest mustache.
Yes. Tom Selleck.
What did you just say to me?
They'd call her Frida Kahlo.
That I like. What did you say?
I was complimenting your mustache. I was saying if you were a woman, I'd want you to have the same mustache and you just be like a sassy broad with a mustache.
Your stash game is on point.
It is on point. I'm pretty jealous of his stash game.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand people's obsession with the bathrooms. I really don't.
But like Loretta Lynch says, it's like more than just the bathrooms. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, North Carolina.
Come on, raise up. Put your shirt up. Whisper around your head to be like a helicopter.
Stop.
And that's the problem.
Petey Pablo is the problem. He is North Carolina's chief primary export.
Like, can you take your shirt off and swing it around like a helicopter?
I have to take my headphones off, so no, not right now.
Trans rights is the next big civil rights, like, movement.
Yup.
And, okay, so, like, you want to talk about, like, gay rights and, you know, back when they used to discriminate, like, well, I mean, they still do, whatever. But, like, back when they used the Bible to talk about how slavery was a good thing and they used the Bible to talk about, you know, why we're not allowed to get gay married. But... the first fight you're gonna pick in this civil rights movement is you're not allowed to use the bathroom? Girl, that's how you know you're standing on some weak ground, because it's all downhill from there. Like, you ain't about to win.
Okay, but
anything.
Also keep in mind that all of these civil rights movements have started with one small thing. It was Rosa Parks not moving
what?
Her seat
no,
on the
I
bus.
No, I think he's talking
like,
about the opposition. He's talking about them fighting the trans
what,
the trans-
what?
The
like,
community.
Like, you.
Oh my gosh.
They're not starting from a strong position.
Yeah.
Like,
the
they're
people
starting
were creating
from a really,
the laws.
They're starting from a really weak position to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only that, and it's like, okay, well, no one's ever gotten gay married before, or like, blah, 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 you know, before
I,
that.
Bobby, I don't think that it's a weak position.
It's absolutely a weak position.
It's absolutely.
No, I'm not saying it's a strong position. I'm saying it's not a position at all. What I'm saying is it's an excuse. It's an excuse for bigotry, because you want to say something, you want to put down on someone that you don't agree with, you want to put down gay people, you want to put down transgender people. You can't do so in other ways. You can't do so and blatantly say, I don't like you. So you try to find a way to justify it to yourself, because when you believe in something or you're self-righteous about something, you feel justified in doing it. So when you can say, oh no, it's not because I don't like gay people or don't like transgender people, I want to protect my daughters. And that's not the real cause, but that's something you can claim, because who's going to argue? They think that no one's going to argue and say, well, yeah, it's important to protect your daughters, and it's important to protect your sisters, and important to protect your moms. And they're trying to say that's an excuse for bigotry. That's what it's all about, dude.
It absolutely is.
Okay, so there's no position involved. It's an excuse for bigotry.
No, it is a position, because you have like people at like UCLA posting pictures saying, keep your agenda out of my bathroom. Girl, that agenda has already been in the bathroom for years. That agenda has been peeing and pooping in peace and private and not bothering you. Like, you're the one with the agenda. Your agenda is the fact that this is not allowed to happen anymore. Like, and you didn't even know it was happening in the first place. Because unless someone actually told you and put, like, someone on the cover of Time Magazine or Vogue, then most of the What?
When I raised my hand, it means just, like, finish your point in a bit. Oh. I had a question.
I was almost done.
Did I interrupt you? I didn't interrupt you. You interrupted yourself.
I don't know why you raised your hand.
You interrupted yourself. Don't be distracted when I raise my hand.
No, I'm just saying that other than that, most people are too busy living their lives to know that trans people walk among you.
Yes.
Like, so why are they dressed
like you and me.
Right.
The alien invasion has already occurred.
What if a tranny was one of us?
They're just
a drag queen on a bus. Okay, so what's the second year anniversary wedding gift?
Oh, Jesus.
Did anyone think to get...
Did anyone
get me a gift? Does anyone even care that it's my 7-year anniversary?
I thought you were bringing us snacks.
I'll give you a cigarette.
No.
Yeah. Usually, guys that
beat cancer kind of stay away from those.
Haven't I already given you the pleasure of my company?
And the fourth year anniversary gift is fruit really or vulgar. Flowers.
Huh?
We're on year 4.
That was when Bobby's in the show, the year of the fruit.
And flowers.
Whatever.
Year 5?
You're a fruit, Bobby.
Year 5 is wood.
Well, trust me, I clocked.
What's year 5?
Wood.
Wood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The 6th is candy or iron.
Well, these are all vaguely sexual.
You look like you have an iron deficiency. Take this. And you're ready. Are you ready for year 7?
What's year 7? What
year
do I
7,
get?
The traditional is wool or copper. So I'm going to get you some steel wool.
Oh, I can give you some lint from my pocket.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, what is even more boring...
Do I have a penny?
Is the modern version of it is a desk set.
A desk set?
That's awful. That's the worst way.
You don't even have
ever.
Room for a desk set.
I don't.
If I was with somebody for 7 years and they gave me a desk set, it would be over. If you can be wool or copper, it would be over.
You know what's funny as I think about it? I've had a more successful relationship with the radio show than I have with any other people.
What'd you get the radio show?
You know what?
That's my ear.
You're not
getting any guests from... Is that a rape whistle, Bobby?
Yeah, but I don't use it. Cause
hold it up. Show it. Show it to our live stream.
I just think that... I have a problem saying no, so so I just say yes. I'm a penny! Happy anniversary,
yay!
Boo!
Thank you. Bobby gave me his 2 cents. Give us a call.
Whether you like it or not.
407-646-2915. You know, the people... Thank you. The people really do listen to this show. I told the story last week. You know, I was talking about going to Key West last weekend and how I lost my hetero V card to that blind girl?
Yeah.
Someone that listened back to the show, like, actually sought me out and was like, hey, I have a question. Did you wrap it up? And I was like, what do you mean? Like,
what?
How do you know you don't have, like, because you said you didn't stay in touch with the girl, right? And I was like, no, I don't know her name. He goes, you'd have, like, an 8-year-old right now. Like, if you had, you'd have, like, a half-blind 8-year-old Key West baby running around bumping into things.
I can't believe he said a half-blind 8.
Well, she was blind, and I'm not.
That's such a misconception. Yeah, but, like, when you...
That's not
the way it works. Yeah.
That's not even close.
It's a 50, like, it's a 50-50
well,
chance.
Lady Barry's half-black because one of her parents is black and one of them isn't. If I'm not blind and the mother is blind, then I'm half-blind.
He is right. It could be genetic.
No. It also
sometimes
be half-gay.
Sometimes blindness is genetic.
You can't have a partial Helen Keller.
Yeah, like
it wouldn't be half.
Skin color and vision works. Are two totally different ball games, buddy.
He has,
let me just
tell
you. One
milky eye and one perfectly
so
brown
if
eye.
If you know a half blind, half gay 8-year-old that looks like me
with a full beard,
put me in touch.
Oh, and salt and pepper hair.
Oh, now it's half gay too.
He's a bisexual.
And he he could be a pansexual.
And he likes to pretend like he has his own radio show in his mind.
Pansexual is just an easy way to say that you're slutty.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, wait, hold on. I don't want to piss off those pansexual people.
Yeah,
I am pansexual and I am proud.
If anything,
I don't understand the difference between pansexual and bisexual. Like, it's basically the
bisexual
same thing.
Bisexual people usually don't have sex with transgendered people, but pansexual people do.
Oh, well, learn something new. Okay.
And the opposite of transgendered is cendergendered. Cisgendered.
Cendergendered. What?
That just makes me think of sissy.
Oh no, the sender gender got into a fender bender.
None of the people I know who identify as pansexual have sex with trans people.
I think they're saying they'd be open to it. They're not against it.
But they'd be open, yeah.
But like, let's be honest, a bisexual person, a transgender, being with a transgender would be like the best of both worlds for them, wouldn't it?
I've always heard that people that are pansexual are more directed towards the quality of the person. They just don't like any labels at all. Like, I'm not just attracted to guys. I'm attracted to, like, people. I'm attracted to a person for who they are.
So they're greedy.
And if they happen to be this or happen to be that.
No, that's what you call bisexual people.
Oh, greedy.
When I first came out, I identified as bisexual. I know that might be hard for some
people.
So did I. But, just...
By now, gay later.
Like, one of my... Yeah, exactly.
What was
like,
your
one
male
of my friends,
to female ratio, though?
I'm pretty sure I'm 50-50 at this point.
Mine's
really?
Mine's like 950.
Wait, no, like who I've... I thought you were talking about,
like
how
many men and
how
many women...
I identify.
Have
no, I've never... No,
have you, when you're a bisexual?
I'm gold star, like...
Have you ever...
So you weren't really bisexual?
No, I just kind of said it.
Yeah, okay. We need to go into, Bobby was going to talk a little bit about story time with Bob, and was going to talk a little bit about,
He was going to talk about his own segment?
Well, no, in story time with Bob, he was going to talk about,
Bobby was going to talk about story time with Bob, and how it's changed his life.
Makes me do every week.
Do you not want to do it?
What? No, it's fine. You want me to talk about Restaurant Ash? Like, you don't want me to talk about the Guinness Book of World Records thing, right?
What? An opportunity for Bobby to talk about himself. Let's do it.
Well, no, Bobby and I went to Restaurant Ash this weekend.
Was he going to tell the story, or are you?
I don't talk about myself that much, Rude. I'm not on here because I like to hear myself talk. I generally hear myself talk and go, gosh, she's gay. She's just so gay. That's what I do, whatever.
All right, talk home.
Okay, so I went to Restaurant Ash. It was a very nice soft opening. We got like 4 different sandwiches. Started off with a nice Cuban sandwich.
I like a hard opening.
Stop talking. My mother listens to this.
She shouldn't. This show is not approved for mothers.
It's not like it's... You are not approved for mothers.
The best Mother's Day gift is to give her a montage of clips from the Homo Happy Hour.
Like, the radio show at least, like, prevents you from going a little over the edge, but you just sat right next to her and, like... said a whole bunch of fun things.
How many times during the meal did your mother say, well, Bobby's my son, I'm used to it. Well,
once,
Bobby's my
once,
son.
Once,
not like I haven't
once.
Heard it before.
She said it once, and then I said it once. And that was like your pass where you were like, haha, let's see what I can say. And
not
it,
at
not,
all. I thought your mother was beautiful and charming. I always think it's funny. Whenever we're around family, I think everyone, regardless of who you are, I think everyone kind of like defaults to a little bit of like... Almost like their childlike state of like, you know, you bicker with your brothers, you still try to, you know, you whine at your parent, you know, and just I saw a different side of you because it was you like to impress your mom, you like to tell your mom things, you like to share kind of everything with your mom, and your mom kind of goes, okay, Bobby, that's great, Bobby, okay, tell me more, Bobby, and it was interesting to see that interaction.
I want to hear it from Bobby's lips.
My
though.
Mother finds me amusing, and I enjoy making my mother laugh.
You're amusing.
Thank you. I appreciate the compliment. I'm not good at taking the robot off. Oh, so we had dinner at Restaurant Ash. It was fantastic. It was basically like a soft opening where they invited a bunch of people and then you got a general sampling of what was going on in the restaurant. And like whenever you're trying something for the first time, this is a good thing. You always like take a bite and how the chef intended it.
you know, just to get what it's supposed to be like. What I found most amusing about the sandwiches is, like, you put, like, spicy mustard and mayonnaise on the side, but you don't need the spicy mustard and mayonnaise, so it's just, like, to taunt you. Like, oh, you think you need that, but you don't need that, because you're going to put it in your mouth, and you're going to really like it. You're going to like that tomato basil soup.
See, I went there hungry. I ate as quick as I could. I was eating other people's food. It was good.
It was. And we had, like, four different sandwiches, like a burger and a Cuban sandwich and this tomato basil pesto thing. And then what was the other one? Oh, there was this thing with, like, purple stuff on it.
There was, like, a Cuban.
And I put it in my mouth. And I,
there was a bison burger.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you not invite me to a food tasting?
Right?
How dare
I didn't get the invite either. So don't
know hard feelings. It was really good.
I didn't want to go eat.
You weren't on the show when we interviewed Ashley Nicole.
And I could have met her then.
Was not.
Neither was Bobby. Yeah.
You were working.
You didn't ask me in the first place.
You said you were working till 6:30.
I invited my mother.
I want to see the text history.
Hold on. He even got an invite, but he had to work. I didn't even get that.
I didn't get an invite.
I just assumed you were working.
Yeah, you assumed wrong. I was off.
I just assumed that anyone that's not me works way too much, because I clearly have too much free time in
you
my
sure
life.
You sure
do. I thought we were all going today after the show, but I guess not.
Well, actually, I was going to take everyone and buy everyone a sandwich. We were going to go to Restaurant Ash, like, from here, but I mean...
Yes!
Okay, so, geez, thanks You've for making me up. Feel like the a-hole. Geez, god dang.
Well, you have vindicated yourself by buying me free food today. Continue, Bobby.
I was going to buy free food for everyone because it's the 7-year anniversary of my GDN show, and I'm thankful that you guys are a part of it and that it's been a thing that people have listened to.
Can you say I one more time? Can
is
you
that
say
a
I?
Chopstick or is that like a hair thing?
No, it's a chopstick. I want to eat sushi on it one day with it. Well, I mean, I don't know where it's been.
Exactly. That's going to be my
next
point.
It's been in his mouth.
Oh, it's used to... Hold on, it's like... Did you even get that?
No.
Hold on a minute.
Why can't you do it on Facebook? Everybody knows on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I guess you could use it for that.
It's perfect for that.
I mean, I'm sure there's other instruments that are more appropriate for such
things.
Thank you.
Oh, I also chew on it and, like, pick my teeth on it, and then I direct the show as it
goes
on.
So you do activity number 1, and then you do activity number 2, you pig?
Did you just say you pig? Is that how you finished that sentence?
I'm going to call the show. It's the 7-year anniversary, you pig.
Show me how a little piggy eats.
Oh, don't ever do that.
Oh, that's one of my favorite scenes.
So, Bobby, thank you very much.
Scenes from what?
That's from A
Christmas Story. Oh, I've not watched that.
What? So you, I appreciated going. Did your mom have a good time?
My mom had a great time. She enjoyed it very much.
Now, you guys came to my house first, and we picked you up, and we went.
And you weren't wearing pants. You knew what time I was going to get there, and
I
you
got
weren't
home,
wearing pants.
I got I home late. I was naked when you got there. I thought about answering the door covering my junk, and I really said, you know, if his mom, I really didn't want to do that.
I literally knocked on the door, and, you know, it's appropriate to wait 15 seconds before you knock again, and I counted it out, and I looked at my mother, and I was like, he's naked.
I was in the shower.
There's no way that he's dressed at this point. My mom's like, meh, you're probably right. Yeah, no, that was a thing.
Okay.
Then you wanted us to ride with you after your nakedness behind the door.
I dare hesitate to ask. Did your mom have a good time? What did she think of me? Because she had heard the show. She the first time she'd met me.
Yeah,
ooh,
DJ loves making good impressions.
Look at the face he's
making.
Bring
me honesty. Oh, I can't wait.
I mean, she obviously loves her son more, but I mean, to compare me and Bobby is a very interesting comparison.
We got in the car.
She's smitten.
The door closed, and the first thing that she said to me was, "Don't ever date that justice. He seems very promiscuous."
Oh, it's called experience. It's called experience.
No.
I've been playing in the minor leagues. I'm ready for the Super Bowl. Because
this is the tea. Like, after the first 2 hours, like, Justice clocked out. Like, he just wasn't there anymore.
I got tired.
And he got tired. And my mom's like, and I was like, oh, well, he was just tired today. And mom's like, no, he wasn't. He was online looking for a date. I was sitting right next to him. I was like, yes, girl! Yes, meet him for Phil!
She's like, he had Grindr all
yes!
open.
Yes! It was... Everything.
In front of his mom, DJ, like
she shouldn't be looking at my phone in my private conversation.
You're such a savage.
I turned the phone this way. I turned the phone away from her whenever I was like sending.
Do you go on Grindr when you have dinner with your mother?
Yes. I'm not allowed to have the phone at the table.
And I even sat them next to each other so that he could do whatever it is that he does, and she could be charming like she is, because she is. And
your mom's nice. I like her mom. But she didn't like me.
No, I didn't say she didn't like you.
Oh, she does like me.
She just told me never to date you because you're a slut. So, that's all.
Yeah.
Tell her I'm not going to date you either. We're good.
No, we're good.
What did your mom like best about me?
Really? Stop. This isn't even like a time to plug yourself.
Wait. You. After spending 3 hours with me and my mother, where literally I just spent time going through various world and historical and animal topics just to make her laugh, you legitimately think that after that sentence, we discussed you any further?
Right, yeah, like, oh, so what do you think about D? What's your favorite part about him?
No, we went on to the next, girl.
They moved on.
Thank you very much. It was good, though.
My mom thinks you're a slut, too, by the way.
Oh, thank God my mom doesn't have radio.
Oh, God. And you know, the secret thing is my boyfriend's going to secretly kill me. I've been in a relationship for 7 months that none of you know about because we separate radio from personal life. So I'm glad the radio persona is living on, you know,
We all know that's a lie.
I'm not creating an impossible situation for myself, so.
You're the worst boyfriend ever if you're dating someone for 7 months.
Because I've seen you with so many other people. Yeah. He has been with so many. I'm just kidding.
I mean, I've seen you in a lot of horrifying situations in these last 7 months alone.
That was a layered word. Horrifying.
Hey, look, it's time for the news. Oh my gosh, it's news time.
Yes, this news segment is sponsored to you by DJ checking his Grindr while I read the news.
I actually uninstalled Grindr last night. If you want to check my phone, God's honest truth, I uninstalled Grindr. Where is my
phone?
Is
it because of that one?
Oh, it's right there.
That one kid.
I'm like, oh, wait, we can't check it. Convenient.
You can check it later. I uninstalled it.
Well, I was going to challenge you. I was like, I deleted Grindr about a week ago. It is the most freeing thing ever.
I needed to do it because I honestly, truly just, I was defaulting to, I'm bored. When I'm bored, I don't like, the thing is I don't like being bored. And if I'm bored, I have to do something to entertain myself. When Grindr becomes the primary source of how will I entertain myself, then it's my GDN show.
It's my new segment.
The host is allowed to talk about himself.
It's about Zac Efron and James Franco. Move on. What's the next one? Here, there you go.
No, I was really excited about that story. Stop.
All I saw
was homoerotic frat boys, and like, I'm in. Homoerotic frat boys are the stuff of gay erotic fantasies. And actually, come to think of it, so apparently is Dave Franco. So it makes a kind of a roundabout sense that Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising finds Franco's character in a relationship with another man. The decision to have the character come out not only came from the first film's homoerotic undertones, but from a journalist questioning why the director had never included a gay character in any of its previous movies. I was like, I don't know why. I literally don't know. I have no good answer for that, Stoller said. So this seemed like an organic way to have that happen. The upcoming sequel, which pits Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne against a rowdy sorority led by Chloe Grace Moretz, found that Franco's former frat bro Pete, essentially inverting the old four-year queer gay till graduation stereotype. He's graduated and engaged to his boyfriend, played by hilarious out actor John Early. Next story. The Obama administration is preparing to announce the nation's first monument to gay liberation, Stonewall National Park, which will be located in New York City's Greenwich Village. Oh, that's like my favorite place in New York City. Considered the birthplace of the modern movement. What do you want? The historic...
Oh! That face! Okay, girl. Okay. What do you want?
That was a good Alex impression, like, actually. That was a good Alex impression.
No, I'm not Napoleon Dynamite either. Like,
you're the fool, Tina.
Tina, you fat cow, I'm saying the news.
You're like a hippo.
Tina, come eat some dinner. The historic designation will encompass the Stonewall Inn Bar, Christopher Park, a sliver of green space across the street from the bar, and parts of the surrounding neighborhood. According to the Washington Post, the National Park Service will designate the area as historic in time for the city's Pride celebration, which commemorates June 28th, 1969. The day corrupt cops raided Stonewall Inn station, only to be surprised by an intense rebellion by bar patrons and locals fed up with police harassment.
Ooh.
And that was the news.
Have you ever been to Stonewall before, Bobby? Ever actually been to Stonewall up in New York?
Actually, no. I went to New York for like a week and I didn't make it there.
I went up to New York City to see my New York husband, and I felt so obligated to go and like and have a drink and check it out. It was a good time, and it's very small. And then I actually learned, I didn't know what Stonewall was until we started doing the radio show 7 years ago. It was actually when we were doing the first Gay Days episode. So it was in June 2009, and Sam Seinghaus, Miss Sammy, was on the radio show and was like, "Do you know about Stonewall?" And I kind of like looked at her ignorantly because I was like fresh out of the closet, and she educated me on Stonewall and the importance of it in, you know, gay rights history. So it's really significant, I think, that, you know, it's going to be designated as a landmark. And, you know, I think also that, you know, that President Obama's been so vocal about mm-hmm. acknowledging that, you know, this is a part of civil rights, it's a part of history, and it's a part of, you know, of yeah. our history, of gay yes. history. You know, the same way that Out Loud Orlando has been on the air for 7 years.
We're not part of anybody's history.
I have all the archives. The old shows are bad. The first two years are like, well, like were you came on like after year two, right? Year-ish,
I think so.
Like mid 2010-ish.
Do you remember that guy that we were
watching
sleeping
from Italy
at the same time?
Oh god, that was a horrible. That's included in the outro of the show.
Yep.
It's I leave it there though. I don't say anything else about it. Because he's the only person that kind of went really far with threatening legal action against the show because of that and because of the podcast. So I just choose to leave it alone. Mm-hmm.
We are actually international right now. Yeah. We just got a nice little comment from Ignacio. Hey, handsome, watching from Italy.
Yeah, he's talking to Bobby.
Baby face booby.
Seriously, you're like Sybil.
No.
Okay, just
no,
because
no.
I'm being sassy to you doesn't mean you get
no, no, now all of a sudden you're being nice. Like before, the look of disgust was palpable, and now you're all like touching my face and trying to be cute.
But like, look at me, look at me, my baby face. Don't you want to be a zombie?
This can be its own reality show, Bobby and Alex. It's like Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown. We're gonna call this Being Bobby.
DJ Leah.
DJ Leah.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
How I didn't. You doing? What are you doing this summer vacation, girl?
Can you talk to her after we're not on the air? What the hell are you doing? This just came out. Did you know that in 1994, the United States Air Force Research Laboratory actually proposed developing a chemical weapon that, when dropped on enemy camps, could be served as a potent aphrodisiac and turn everyone gay? They actually commissioned, they had this actualization, they were going to research and develop a gay bomb. This the same year that the Clinton administration enacted Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So they said, they suggested that if you drop chemicals that would attract aggressive rodents to enemy camps, they could also attract chemicals that would give enemies an annoying smell, and then also have chemicals that would affect human behavior so that discipline and morale in enemy units would be adversely affected, like strong aphrodisiacs, especially if the chemical also was able to cause or stimulate homosexual behavior.
But there is no cure for cancer.
But then they just said, it's a better idea if we put it in a bottle and call it poppers.
I love poppers. I'm going to be the poppers. I'm going to have poppers at Gay Days.
You know when we were talking about how, like, stealing things from people you've hooked up with? Me and DJ, it's been quite a many years
Stop
since we've
hooked up.
Stop
stealing my freaking poppers, dude.
But
stop it. You take my good ones, too.
I know someone who drank poppers.
You know what? That's why the UK... Oh, DJ Leah, if you want to go ahead and cancel off, you can follow us on gayradioshow.com. The rest of the live stream is on facebook.com/OutLoudOrlandoRadio. And the uncensored podcast goes online. You know what? While we're
Whenever
on the air...
Whenever he has the time.
While we're on the air, let me just say this. Thank you so much. I started this radio show 7 years ago. Completely excited that it's still here, that people still listen to it, that it's growing, it's developing. I get to do something that I love, and the fact that you guys tune into it and listen to it and comment and call, it absolutely, it makes me come alive, and it's been something that's been a blessing, and I am hopeful that we will be on for many years to come. And to everyone that has been on the show, past co-host, guest, friends, drag queens, listeners, friends and enemies, you know, thank you from the utmost bottom of my heart. You know, this is what I love. This is what I get to do, and the fact that I still get to do it after 7 years absolutely, you know, boggles my mind, and it makes me smile, it makes me laugh, and I'm Justice, and I love you.
That's so creepy.
So anyway, Bobby, when we're talking about concentrated alkali nitrates, that's why the UK was proposing banning poppers, because at a music festival, seven straight people got poppers and thought they were like a five-hour energy, and they downed them like a shot, and they had to be hospitalized. So that made headlines. So the UK was like, down with the poppers.
My guy was
poppers are bad.
He wasn't hospitalized. No more poppers. He only drank half of it. Are we off the air? He didn't remember the entire weekend.
It still says blue light on air, so don't curse. Just don't curse until I turn your mics off. How about that?
Well, you gotta let me know.
All right. Well, your mic's on.
You know I'm itching to say.
You
some
can
curse
hear
words.
You can hear your voice in your headphones. The mics aren't off. Go on, Bobby.
What? Oh no! I just met this guy. Like it was the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and I like ended up picking him up, and like we went back to my place, and like we were hooking up and stuff like that, and he was just weird and told me his whole life story. Come to find out,
those are the worst.
He had drank half a bottle of poppers, so like I what? Let him stay there because he didn't. He didn't.
Did
do
he
drugs.
Like throw up? Like was he like
no?
What?
No, he drank them and like.
Did he feel good? Did it feel better? Did it go any easier?
He spent the weekend, and then the next week I saw him out.
Did you give him
like
one of these?
It was like a Friday night.
What kind of laugh was that? Oh my goodness. It sounded like he got one of those.
I'm so grateful you've let me be a part of this day, even though I've been such a sassy sasshole.
What happened?
No, like, it literally looks like he's in pain right now. Like, happiness brings him pain.
I'm watching myself crack up on the live feed. It's so hilarious.
Oh, God. Okay, I had one last story I wanted to talk about. Oh, sorry, Bobby.
So I saw him the next week, and I was like, oh, hey, dude, how are you? Like, really sexy time. And he's like, who are you?
Ooh, that's never good.
And I was like, excuse me? And I was like, we spent an entire weekend together. He's like, I don't remember last weekend at all. And I was like, I told him his entire life story back to him. He's like, why do you know everything about me? Ooh. I was like, boo, you drank poppers. Like, you clearly have no idea what happened.
Yeah, I bought party supplies today, but that's neither here nor there. I'm going to celebrate my 7-year anniversary of my radio show in my own special way tonight.
With your committed relationship boyfriend.
He's so excited. Months. We're going to do 7 new things.
With wool and copper.
Nope. I know. I'm not even going to pursue that.
Did topic. You give him one of these?
Okay, last thing I want to talk about. The makers of Sesame Street have made it clear that longtime roommates Bert and Ernie aren't only not gay, they don't even have a sexual orientation, they're just puppets.
No!
They're just...
I can't believe someone had to have that explained to them.
Well, somebody did, because this company known as Mattelli... Mattelli is a STD HIV awareness program, and they used an image of Bert and Ernie saying, help us take the STD testing out of the Stone Age. And so in the ad, it's Bert and Ernie, and it says, see, Ernie, you have nothing to worry about. Everything is positive.
Oh, that's so dark.
So they, not to mention that they are violating, intellectual property law.
Which one's Ernie?
Bert's the yellow.
Bert is the Mexican, is the Jew. And they live together in the streets of New York City. Like, that's what Sesame Street was created for.
No, they have an apartment.
I mean, that's what that was what the show was created for.
You could just say that Bert's the yellow one and Ernie's the orange one with the ducky.
I mean, but it's also, but like I said, Sesame Street was created to, like, represent diversity in New York City. So, like, so I think
the fact that they're all, like, the colors of the rainbow represented.
What is Big Bird?
Big Bird is just
Big Bird's like a mutated radioactive
bird. Yeah, the rumor is that a Big Bird is like a Vietnamese tranny, like.
All right, what happened?
I mean, because have you seen Big Bird? Like, it's a dude, it's a guy's voice with like blue eyeshadow.
Oh,
like,
I forgot.
It's so, what's Oscar?
The Grouch?
Yeah.
A pig?
Haitian.
So
he's a Haitian.
It was
our listeners.
Jeez.
So he's representing the pigs of that wander around New York.
Oscar's a total pig bottom.
The pig bottoms of New York City.
Well, you know, Bianca Del Rio says if you're gonna bang a dude, bang him next to a dumpster in an alley. That way, if you smell something, you can just blame it on the dumpster.
Where did you find this information?
What? Oh, is that it? We're off the air?
No. Anyway, so what they're talking about here in this letter is they've threatened the home HIV test maker, Mattelli, with a cease and desist order for the unauthorized and unlicensed use of their characters in this recent ad. We'll be contacting Mattelli and the appropriate parties with a cease and desist letter, instructing them to take it down. So I just think it's funny that Bert and Ernie have been...
Well, I like the ad says, you have nothing to worry about. Everything is positive.
Yeah.
That means you got something to worry about, Ernie. You better get down to the clinic.
Well, maybe we're erasing HIV stigma.
Of course.
Maybe Bert was positive and Ernie wasn't, and now that they're both positive, they don't have to worry about it because it's already just happened.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's the way to live life.
It's like the same way.
Oh, you have it? I'll just get it too. That way we can be okay.
If you're on Truvada and you have sex with someone that's positive, that's undetectable, you have a negative 20% chance of catching HIV. So it's actually more safe to have sex with someone undetectable.
Yeah, I got that lesson from someone.
From me! I told you that before!
Is this scientifically proven, or are you just making shit up as you go?
Actually, that person whose name begins with an N taught me that.
Nick.
Okay. Nick, do you want me to...
Nick Carter?
The N-word? I don't know. What are you talking about?
No, that person whose name begins with the letter N is undetectable.
Okay, we don't talk about people and statuses on there. That got us suspended once, so don't even dance.
I didn't talk about a person.
As our outro music starts to play...
Yeah, thanks for doing my segment today.
We did your segment today.
Didn't you learn the
year? We talked all about
that. I wanted to talk about the fact that I went to the mental hospital this week. But we'll talk about it next week.
You want to talk about it next week or want to talk about it now?
Talk about it next week.
Talk about it next week. All right. Yeah, well, as our outro music starts to play. Going around the circle. Lady Barry.
I'm fucking crazy.
Yeah. Thank you for coming in. I love you.
I love you, kind of. Happy 7th anniversary.
Alex, man, happy 21st birthday.
Thank
dude.
You. If you guys see me out this weekend, I don't know, give me a high five or a shot or something.
Bobby.
Gay!
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Alright.
Bobby!
Thanks for coming in.
What are you doing? Why are you looking at me like that? Stop.
Nothing's wrong.
You like to look at yourself.
I'm not. I'm looking at you.
No, stop it.
That's it for today's special edition of Outlaw Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour. Always remember, we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. So until next time, always swing first, fight good fights, and let justice roll. Until next time, I wish
Can
you
I
enough.
See that?
If you've been listening
from...
for more than 7 years, you deserve to be boned by
it's
seven queers.
No?
Mm-mm. Until next time, I'm Justice, and I love you. Bye.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air. I'm ruined in the
How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 And fabulous.
We here at Outlaw Orlando give that 1, 2, 3. Gorgeous.
I absolutely love it.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
That was the gayest arms I've ever seen to express that.
Now I'm very, very legal.
Jizz.
It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I want it to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No, because
we're matching
you,
the funds.
No.
It's Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy
Do you
Hour,
know why?
Raising money for a good cause.
Because
get
you,
over it.
You
it's
could
such
not,
a good idea.
No,
can't
no, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're
Do you know why?
You're passionate about it.
Do you know why?
You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pig. You would buy a shirt that says I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess warrior princess Xena style.
It's
It's all
Outlaw Orlando, ruining lives all across America.
On a daily basis.
Got any poppers?
No. I'm not saying that.
I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha ha.
I'm dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came
out. Wait, what?
Thank you.
Look around you. Everything the light touches is gay.
Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour.
Of course.